Maseches Nazir. Nazir Beis Amud Aleph. We'll start at the beginning. Very good place to start. The Mishnah tells us, and I am in no way an expert in Hilchos Nazir, but we did just go through all of Nedarim. So I do hope that there is some crossover, which is why they're connected to each other. The Mishnah says, Kol Kinuye Nazirus, any kind of reference to, or nickname, or code name for Nazir, Kinaziris. We consider that like Naziris. What does that mean? Ha'omer Ehei, if somebody says, I will be, but doesn't say a Nazir, so then Harez a Nazir. I would assume that that has to do something with the context of when the person says, I will be. One would hope. If a person says, Ehei Na'eh, or I will be beautiful.
Handsome,
okay. So Nazir. Also, a Nazir. If a person says Nazik, Naziach, or Paziach, those are somehow all references to being a Nazir. Hare ze Nazir. Are there translations for that?
No.
Not just words. Okay. We'll have to talk about it. I would hope we were going to talk about it. We'll talk about it in the Gemara, about what those words mean. But Hareini kazeh. Behold, I am like this. Assuming that there is a this in front of you, which is a Nazir. So then Hareini misal sel. Or if you say, I am going to be somebody who, misal sel means like play with their hair or something.
It just says misal.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's something like that.
Hair curler.
Okay. Hareini mechalkel. Mechalkel means to sustain. But maybe this means to grow out their hair. And he holds his hair when he says it. That's interesting. Interlinear note here in the Masifta. And he holds his hair when he says it. Okay.
I am like this.
Okay. So then, or...
And Israel was walking by when he made the statement.
That was the first one.
Yeah.
Right. Also, that's the second one. We just did Harina Michalka, which is the third one, which is apparently that his hair, he's holding his hair also at the same time he's saying it. So, or Harei Alai L'Shaleach Pera, that I am going to send out my hair. We actually know that phrase from Sota, which is the next Masechta. Right, Gadel Pera Sa'aro Show. Hey, he's here. So then Harei Zanazir made it here for the first day. Good start. So all of these sort of code words, they're all made in a way which is, I guess, binding of being a Nazir. Again, we don't have the full context of when he said these phrases. Some of them have nothing to do with Nazir. But maybe based on context, they are clearly referring to being a Nazir. Or she. Woman could be a Nazir too. That's a good starting point. I don't know if you remember that I was in a program at YU called the Mass Medium Program. And in order to get into this program, so then you had to take a bechina with Rav Herschel Schachter, Rav Meir Tversky, and Rav Rosenzweig. And usually they test you on what you're learning, but then they also give you one random question, typically one random question from all of Shas. Just like, what do you know about stuff? So I got mine wrong, but that's irrelevant. The story. The famous story is that Rav Schechter asked one of the guys, how do we know that a woman can become a Nazir? And the guy goes through this whole complicated, discourse about mitzvah zaseh shezman grama, and this is a lo zaseh, a whole thing, like a whole fancy shtickle. And Rav Schechter says, no, it's because it's in a pasuk. It says, Isha, that's the reason why a woman can become a Nazir. We just don't know. It's like the famous doctor's riddle, right? We just don't know many women Nazirot, and therefore we have in our heads that they can't be a Nazir. But a woman could be a Nazir. I guess that's a good introduction for the Mizahta. But a lot of the time it is phrased in the male form anyway, the masculine
in the
form.
We had many references to a woman.
In what?
In the Darim.
In the Darim, yeah, for sure. Okay. Hare alai tziporim. It is incumbent upon me, birds, which is part of the karbanos process after you were your Nazir, or if you violate your Naziris. So, and in that case, there's a Nazir walking in front of them. So then Rabbi Meir Omer Nazir, Cham Omer Eino Nazir. Just because you're saying birds doesn't mean that you become a Nazir. Hopefully, the Gemara will talk about this. Says the Gemara, Misty, let us ask a question. Tana, the Seder Nashim Kai. Interesting, that's very self-aware of the Gemara. We are in the middle of Seder Nashim. we're in the, this is the third of the six categories of Shas. Right, Shas stands for Shisha Sidre Mishnah, or Shisha Sidre to be short. So the Gemara is saying we're in the middle of Nashim. My time of Tani Nazir. Why are you talking about Nazir right now? Why is it in the middle of Seder Nashim? Nashim is about women, and now we're talking about Nazir. We could have asked this question in a technical sense on Nedarim also. I mean, there's...
You could probably ask this question. This should probably be
the first question of every
Nazir.
Every
single Nazir.
Like, why did we place it here? Why did you, like an outsider, asking the Gemara?
I'm not sure if it's so distinct like that. I think it could just be a guy who's in the base measure saying, hey, we're supposed to be doing Nashim Misaftas.
It's a sample question.
Yeah, why'd you bring that up? It could be anybody throughout history asked this question. This is the question of the Jewish people. Yeah, I don't know if anybody literally asked Rabbi Yehuda Nasi this question. Could be
later they're saying Rabbi Yehuda Nasi.
Right. We're asking on sort of the historical figures that put it here. Tana Akrug Hai. Because of the following pasuk. The pasuk in Devarim. V'hayayim lo simsa chen v'yenav kimat zabayar v'asdavar. This is referring to a man who does not find that his woman, that his wife is a besula. Or, no, not necessarily besula, anything. The husband is not, right, this is Devarim Chavdal, this is the source of divorce. So he says, if you find something untoward in your wife, so that you have the right to give her a ksuba. Sorry, your right to give her a get and send her away. V'hachi kamar, mi garam la, la vera. And this is what the Tana's saying to the woman, or this is what the Tana is claiming. What caused this woman to do this ervas davar, to violate this thing? Maybe it was yayin. Maybe it was wine. She did some kind of frivolous act, and that caused the husband to be, unfavorable to her. V'kamar, and now the Mishnah is saying, or the order of the Mishnah is saying, meaning Rebbe is saying, kol haroa sota bekil kula yazer atzma min hayayin. Someone who sees that a sota is doing something wrong, so therefore you should hold yourself back from drinking wine. This is the famous Rashi on the beginning of the Parsha of Sota, which comes after Nazir the famous Rashi on Nazir, which comes after Sota. What Parsha is that? Baloska? I think it's in Baloska. Either way. Or Naso. I'm going with Naso. Either way. So that's why it's in Nashim, because that's why it's in this, in this, I don't know what you call it, section of Mishnayos, because it has to do with how one should act when you see there could be a problem with drunkenness.
Because it's before Sota.
Now it's before Sota. In the
Gemara asked Sota, why are we here? Right? So the answer is because we're after.
Maybe. It could be self-referential there, yeah. Yeah. So either way, they go together. But the point here is that the Nazir is to prevent familial issues, relationship issues. Says Gemara, Pasach b'kinuyin. The Mishnah started off with kinuyin, umifarish yados, but then explains yados. Now, we had the same distinction in Nedarim. We said that there's something called kinuyin, which are phrases that are indicators of Nazir. But we didn't start with those phrases. We started with yados, which are partial, right? I think that's how we translated it by Nadarm. A partial commitment to Nazir is called yados. Yad l'Naziris, or something like that. And we said the words kol kinuyei, but then we said, ehei, na'eh, ehei, something. But Ahei is partial. That's not a nickname. That's not a phrase like Nizak or Paziach or whatever we said before. That's Yados. So Amar Rav Vitema Kedi, a person whose name is Kedi.
No, that, without definite attributes.
That's it's a machloket as to whether it's a person named Kedi.
Or like a placeholder kind of thing. Like a Ploni Almoni type thing.
Rashi suggests that it's a person.
Right.
That it's unclear.
The Maharshal thinks it's just a regular sort of
Rashi in several places suggests
title for a person.
It's yeah. The name or nickname.
Okay.
Of the sage. Alternatively, it's a placeholder.
Yeah. Chazur Mechzer V'Achiktani. Either Rava or Kedi or somebody else says that really this is what it means. Kol kinu naziris k'naziris v'yidos k'naziris k'naziris. Both the nicknames for naziris and the partial phrases of naziris are all considered like full-fledged naziris. Ve'elu hein yados. These are the yados. Why would it go out of order? Oh, it says v'yados is not there, and that's okay. Fine, that is in order. If that's the order. Ha'omer hei harez naziris v'chulei. Says him, wait a second. The lifrosh kinui v'risho. Why would you do yados first? Why would you partial statements before you would do actual statements, which are references? Tana mehahu tesal kahu mefarish b'risha. That which you finished with is what you start with. Wait, that would not answer the question. Here it's saying that which you finish with, you continue. Meaning, if you say A and B, so you first, then you first describe B. But that's not what we just claimed. We just yados, and then kol kinyo naziros. Oh, I am right the first time. Kol kinyo naziros. Okay, I apologize. Kol kinui nizirus kinizirus v'yados nizirus kinizirus, right? Where we are injecting the concept of yados into the Mishnah. And when we injected it second, right? We says kol kinui nizirus kinizirus v'yados nizirus kinizirus. My first instinct was correct. I don't know why I missed that. That the first we say all nicknames of Nazir are like Nazir, and then all partial Nazir statements are like Nazir. And when we go to define or clarify that, we say Hare ve'elu hin yados. We talk about the second. We talk about B first. So that's what the Gemara says. Should have been opposite. So we say, why don't you start with what you started with? Why is it A, B, and then you start clarifying B, and then only afterwards A? You should do, these are A, B, are like Nazir. And here's an example of A. But we don't do that. So the Gemara says, oh, because that's how it happens. That's how Tanaim will talk. You introduce A, you introduce B, but then you clarify B first because you're already talking about that.
Which is contrary to what the
typical.
To what Pirkei Avot advises.
Well, that's by questions,
first
but yeah.
First,
first questions first. That's what it says over there. But yes, I was thinking of the same thing. Kedisnan, as the Mishnah in Shabbos says, what do you light and what do you not light for Shabbos candles? And the first thing we say is, Umefarish, Ein Madlikin Bereisha. We talk about the things that you don't light. Friday night. So take notice of that because that dictates how we talk about, apparently, other Mishnahs too. Bamet Tomnin, when it talks later on about installation on Shabbos, which is Aser, although there are a lot of exceptions to that rule, or caveats that I really should say. Ubameh Ein Tomnin, and what can you not insulate with? Umefarish Ein Tomnin Bereisha. It talks about the things you can't. Do first. And similarly, also in Shabbos, what are the things that a woman is allowed to walk out of the house with if there's no heirs? And what is she not allowed to walk out of the house with? And it talks about what she can't walk out with first before it talks about what she can walk out with. That is a little different just because everything's okay except for certain things. But okay. But wait a second. A little sleight of hand going on there, because in Shabbos earlier than the woman case, which was Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, there was a case of a Mishnah in Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Bameh Behema Yotza. When does the animal? With what does the animal get to go out? With something on its back. Uvamet ena yotze, and what can it not go out with? Umefarish, and it goes out. Yotze gamal v'chulei bereisha. It says first the camel can go out to start the explanation. And similarly, in Bava Basra Kuf Ches, imagine the type of knowledge base these people had to have. Oh, and also in Bava Basra, right? So you're going through your Rolodex of Mishnayos, and you're saying, okay. Shabbos, no. Brachos, no. Psachim, Yoma, you know, Megillah, no. Moikata, no. And then you're going through all of Nashim. You go through the entire Nashim. And then you get to Nezikin. You go through Bava Kama, Bava Basra. Oh! Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Ches Amar Aleph. There's a mission over there. Yesh Nochlinu Manchilin. There are some who give over inheritance, some who inherit and some who give over inheritance. And then first it starts off with Nochlin, those people who inherit. Velo Manchilin. And then it says Manchilin Velo Nochlin. Lo Nochlin Velo Manchilin. Some people don't do either one. Umefarish. And when the Mishnah continues to clarify what each category means, so then it says, Elu Nochlin Uman Chilin Beresha, which was the first category, not the last one that you finished, that we finished with, but rather the first one. So pretty incriminating counter evidence, which now shows that sometimes the mission does this, sometimes the mission does that. It's not clear that A, B then leads to B, or that A, B leads to the Tana saying A. Says the Gemara, therefore, Elo Olam Tani Hachava Tani Hachi. Yeah, you're right, you got us. Sometimes it's like this, sometimes it's like that. It's like that.
So why are we spending so much time?
Yeah. I don't know how they thought they could get away with that, but didn't work. Ella Hassan, rather in terms of Shabbos and insulation, and in terms of the candles and insulation and a woman going out, the Isur is in Afshehu. It's an Isur which is dependent on the person or the animal themselves. So then, Mefarish Yisur Dinafshe Bereisha, we're always going to talk about the person and themselves before anything else. However, Gabe Behema, sorry, before it's when it comes to the person themselves as opposed to the animal. But Gabe Behema, when it comes to the animal, so the Isura, which is an Isur, but it's more indirect because it's referring to a person's animal. So then, Aidi Behema Hu Da'asi, because the activity would be done through the act of the animal, meaning the animal would have to leave the barn. So then, Mefarish HaTera Bereisha. That sounds to me like an arbitrary distinction. Why would one necessitate the other? You start with people and then only later talk about animals. And similarly, Gaba Yesh Nochlin Namli, when it comes to inheritance, you would also say Mefarish Iker Nachla Bereisha. We want to talk about the main thing first. Okay, but what are you going to talk to? What are you going to tell me? Excuse me. What are you going to tell me about Naziris? Elahacha, Lifrosh Kinu Ibarisha. So still, okay, fine. You have these interesting distinctions for a couple of those examples, not all of them, but a couple of those examples. But why would there be a thematic preference to talking about Yados before Kinuyos? Lifrosh Kinuya Bereisha. In our case, you should give the more explicit references to Nazir. You should give those examples first. Meaning, in order to change the order, you have to have a good reason to change the order. So if the order really was, as we propose the text should be, Kol Kinuya Naziros, V'yados Naziros, Kinaziros, so then why are you changing the order? Ela Hainu Tam, this is the reason. Yados, Ho'il va'asem le midrasha, because they come from a drasha. The concept to say that partial nazir claims are considered like full nazir claims comes from a drasha. So the drasha is ish o isha ki aflili nor neder nazir la azir la Hashem. Okay, we haven't really given the drasha, but it comes from there. But it's not just understandable on its own. Like a kinoy. A kinoy is like a nickname for Nazir. Like it's something which people are referencing. It's obvious you're talking about Nazir. So you're going to be a Nazir if you say those words. But when it comes to Yados, why would the word Ehei mean Nazir? Oh, because the rabbis came along and said, the rabbis interpreted the Pasuk to mean there's a drasha from this Pasuk. And because there's a drasha, you would not have known it otherwise except for the fact that the rabbis made such a drasha. So then Chaviv and Lay, the rabbis have a particular favoritism towards the concept of yados, and that's why it is described first. So what says the Gemara? Wait a second. If that's the case, if you want to always be talking about yados first, so then liftach v'hom bereisha. Why did the Mishnah start off by saying kol kinuye nazirus kinazirus? It should have started off by saying kol yidei. How would you say kol yados? How did we say it in the Gemara? It should say v'yados nazirus kinazirus. So why is it saying it kol kinuye nazirus kinazirus?
The Mishnah, the people in the Mishnah, the Tanayim, were more modest. They weren't so.
But then the next line, they're not modest.
Oh, they're.
Right, this is both the Mishnah. Right, it's saying kol kinu and kinezirus, the yados, kinezirus, kinezirus. And then it says, what are the yados? These things. So Gemara says, Tana ki maschio, when it starts off, maschio bi'ikar. When you start a Mishnah off, you got to talk about the main stuff. But then, ikar and then karban? Maschil be'ikar karban? How do you translate that?
So with regard to the explanation of the Tzalachot, he explains the cases of intimations, the allusions first, as he favors. He starts out with the important.
Yeah, no, I got the word ikar. I'm wondering what the word karban is doing here.
It says he begins with the basic sacrifice formula.
But that's not a sacrifice formula.
So then the note says, Tana begins with the basic formula for adopting the zeros and becoming obligated to bring the Nazir sacrifices. Now, equivalent terms are used to replace the word Nazir in the basic Nazir's vow. For example, the Nazir, which uses the equivalent term Nazir, is the basic formula for becoming obligated in the zeros
and
the sacrifices. Thus, the law of equivalent terms deals with the use of the basic Nazir's form.
Okay, that none of that has to do with the carbon, really. I mean, it has to do with the fact that it obligates in the carbon. I'm not really sure why the word carbon is here. But okay, the ikar carbon with the main aspect of Nazir's, things that are explicitly referencing Nazir. However, Ulu'inyan Perushe, when it comes to clarifying, so then Mefarish Yados Bereisha. When you're introducing things, you introduce the main thing first. But when you're clarifying things, you're excited to explain different things first. You know, I can relate to that sometimes. You know, you're listing a bunch of things. Some things are more obvious than others. And when it comes to explaining things, you want to explain the sort of the novel things first, right? You're more excited to explain those.
Ironically, with regard to Ikar Korban, the guy who says, I like birds.
Right, that doesn't work. Or that's Machlokas, yeah. So Ha'omer Ahei.
That's the Korban.
Right.
Yes.
So says the Mishnah, Ha'omer Ahei Harei Zenazer. If somebody says, I will be, so then that's another. So says the Gemara, what are we talking about here? How could the word Ahei mean I'm another? Dilma Ahei B'tanis Gomer. Maybe he's talking about anything else. For example, a fast day. I'll be like in fasting. I'll be fasting. So Amar Shmuel, he's going to say another over the funhouse. Because there's another in front of him or her. So that when they say the word ahead, that's why, because it's contextual as we assumed when we read the Mishnah first. Says Gemara Lema Kasavar Shmuel Yadayim She'enan Mochichos Lohavi Yadayim. Let's say, therefore, that Shmuel believes that Yados, partial vows, which don't have any contextual clues to what you're talking about, so then they're not considered vows at all, or not even partial vows at all. It's like he didn't say anything. For instance, if there is a person just standing in a wilderness and there's no nazir anywhere, and he says the word ahei, so Shmuel would say, okay, you said nothing, right? Because he said it's only if the nazir is passing in front. So the Gemara says, Amri bisman shenazir over lefanav leika lesapuka milsa chrina. If there's a nazir walking in front, so then obviously the person who says, I will be like this, so then they're obviously, according to everyone, referring to the nazir. Aval ein nazir over lefanav, but if there's no nazir in front of him, amrinan, we say, dilma ahei betanis kamer, maybe he's referring to a fast day.
Or anything else.
How would you know that they're a nazir?
Other
than their long hair?
I don't know.
If it was a 30-day Nazir, he might not even be able to develop the hair.
Right, that's true, too.
Unless he will.
Or perhaps, I mean, you're not talking about a day and age when people lived in big cities.
Right.
Maybe you just know, that's
the town Nazir. Yeah. Okay. Did you hear about Steve? He became a Nazir last week. Yeah, everybody knows Steve, yeah. So, yeah, it could be. Although then the question becomes, well, does this person know? Is he a visitor? Is he aware of who this person is? Yeah, it could get complicated. But ultimately, it comes down to context and what the person knows.
So this becoming Tame in general, correct?
Yeah, right.
And so we've already learned somewhere, I forgot where, that a person who does that, you know, walks in a certain way.
Well, in the street, maybe. That's an interesting indicator. So either way, Shmuel doesn't necessarily hold of any universal rule that Yadayim in Mechichosolav, which is that you say something partial, which is nondescript, but rather it's all contextual. And maybe other nondescript Yados could be good enough, but not in this case, because you need the context of the person walking in front. Says Gemara V'Dilma Lepotro Min Karbanosav. Maybe the person who's saying these words is not in order to accept upon himself a Nazir, but rather somehow to tell the other person who's walking in front of him that you should be absolved from your Karbanos. And that's what it means. Min Karbanos Kamar. What does that mean? The Kamar Belibo. Oh, sorry. Kamar. That somehow
he intends to purchase.
I should be like him, meaning I should be the one to bring him his Karbanos. Not to say that I should be a Nazir, but I should be the one to take bring his Karbanos for him. Yeah. The Ka'amar Belibo.
That's my brother Steve, always the one that does
that. Yeah. I'll take care of him. I'll be him. I'll be his patron, basically. So the Ka'amar Belibo says, no, he says this to himself. I don't know if that necessarily means he didn't say any words out loud, but it means that he said it to himself. He didn't say it to the other person. Iyachi. So my name reminded him, but even Piv Libo Shavin, Kamash Malan. Maybe he really did say it to himself. What's the Mishnah coming to teach us if that's the case, if he said it to himself, meaning he didn't say anything? So the idea is that maybe you would think that what he believes in his heart has to be said out loud, Kamash Malan, that even if you were to make a full-fledged declaration in your heart that you're going to become a Nazir, so then you consider it to be a Nazir.
This is the honor system, basically.
Yeah, if you say it. So then you should know you're beholden to.
I show up to bring my Korban as a Nazir, somebody said, I never heard you make a vow.
I did, yeah.
I didn't.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like, yeah. So the Mishnah said, Ehei na'e Nazir. If I should be beautiful, I'll be a Nazir. Says Gemara V'Dilma en na'e l'fanav b'mitzvot. Maybe it's referring that I'll be beautiful by doing mitzvot. As the Pasuk tells us, Kidatanya, the Braisa explains, Zekeli v'anveihu, we read that next week's Parsha, that this is my Hashem, and I will beautify him, or I will become beautiful for him. And elefanav b'mitzvot, es elefanav sukana, lulav na, titzis na, echta elefanav sefer tar na, v'echrechenu b'shiraim na, what does that mean, v'echrechenu?
So rapid and beautiful,
so. Oh, the Torah. Yeah. Meaning, do mitzvahs beautiful? Who's to say this referring anything to about Nazir? Amar Shmuel, shetafos b'saro v'amar ena'eh. He's folding his hair and saying, I will be beautiful. Meaning something about his beauty is dependent on his hair, which can only mean one thing. He's going to be a Nazir. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Doesn't make sense. Nazira milsa da'avera. It's something which a person is sort of taking upon themselves a transgression. The Amrina Le Na'eh, and we're going to call that beautiful. I'm going to be beautiful by restricting myself to not do certain things. So how could the word Na'eh mean that? Says Gemara In, yeah, it does. Da'afil Rabbi Yehuda Hakapar, Da'amar Nazir Chote. If a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, a transgressing Nazir, Hani Mili Gavi Nazir Tame. That's a person that's referring to, it's referring to a person who becomes Tame in the middle of their Nazir's process. The Aydi Dabai Mistar, right, the fact that he has to go back and start again. Dam Rahman of Ayam Rishon Yipul Ki Tame Nizro, Ki Tame Nizro. Hasim Hu, Dioma Asim Me'avar Nazir Usei. He calls him Nazir Chote because we're worried that maybe he's going to also violate the Naziris again. Aval Nazir Tahor, the son was Nazir Tahor that hasn't yet violated the Nazir Lav Chote Karivei. We don't call him a sinner yet. All right, I'm not really sure how that proves the word Na'ah means that he's going to become a Nazir.
We had a whole discussion in the Darim, in Masachat Nadarim about.
I guess it's about
Nazirut is a bad thing. We had a whole discussion there.
Right, right, yeah, for sure. I'm sure it'll come up here also. But I think this Bryce is coming to prove, based on the last part, which is that you can be called a good thing too. Nazir Tahor, someone who didn't sin, so that's a beautiful thing. I think that's what it's saying.
The Nazir Tahor can thus be described as handsome, and it is to such a Nazir.
Right, the Nazir Tahor. There are good Nazirs and bad Nazirs. Yes, yeah. The one who violates the stuff, you don't call that one a Nazir Na'eh. But the one who's good about it, so that one you call a Nazir Na'eh.
People like
in your book.